I thought the first 30 minutes, we probably played as best, or the best football we've played probably over the last six or eight games. I felt we moved the ball very, very well. We were on top, with a lot of possession. We created two or three very good chances. Their goalkeeper made a couple of very, very good saves from John Goddard. One low down, he pushed to the side of the goal there, where I think Bruno might have been turning around and having a gamble to come in to push it in. Then he flicked one over the bar. When we were on top, when we were playing well, at that time I felt the team growing in confidence a certain amount. You know, I felt that we came here and, you know, of course, in respect of to the league leaders, and you know, it was going to be a very tough day for us, but we started very brightly, as we say, and I could see the confidence starting to come, Gary, and I think the ground was very, very quiet. We were on top, and you know, all of a sudden, like, whatever way you look at it, that's the difference between when you are on top by taking them opportunities, or when we've had those players up top in the past to take those opportunities to punish teams. We haven't got that at one end now. And then when we make mistakes at the other end, or we don't turn around and defend properly, you know, you have a situation where, you know, they take the lead, and that's the difference between where they are. And, you know, that's the situation. And before we brushed ourselves down, really, after being 1-0 up and deservedly 1-0 up, 1-0 down, sorry, where we could have been up, we found ourselves 2-0 down. But, you know, at the end of the day, the player who's done the damage is a player that we had at our football club. So, you know, at the end of the day, does it hurt? In one way, yes. But in another way, you turn around and think to yourself, well, we had him and we couldn't hold on to him. And that could be the difference between sometimes in games where you're relieving yourself of pressure by taking chances, and you're relieving yourself of defending and chasing games by winning games because you've got somebody up top who can put the ball away. He will be the difference. Gary Johnson knows better than anybody. He will be the difference between Cheltenham winning the league or not, is Dan Ullman. And as I say, we can't stop that. He's done his job properly in respect of he's took him from Colchester. We couldn't stop that. We tried to keep Dan Ullman, but that does make a lot of difference.